choose between what is right and what is easy. I have a dream. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. But these are just words. Today, we're going to think about something a little bit more special than that. You see, among all, if you think back to that picture of the Library of Congress, all those words, all those books, you see, there's one volume in there that stands out. There's only one volume in there that lays claim to being living and active, and that's our Holy Scriptures. This places the Word of God in a unique category all to itself. And we'll think about that a little bit more as we go on. But before we do so, we're going to have our reading. Now, because we're talking about words, I thought it'd be a really nice thing, or rather Ruth thought it'd be a really nice thing, if we did the reading together. There is power in words. There's power in saying the words out loud. So we're going to have our reading on the screen in a moment, and we're going to say it together. Okay? We won't go too fast, because we really want it to embed into you. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Told you it was short, but there's so much in that passage. I'm going to invite the youth band to come back up, and they're going to lead us in our next song, and then we're going to think about this a little bit more. So the youth band are going to lead us in My Lighthouse. Thank you very much. Please do be seated. Can I just say, you're in good voice this morning, so thank you for that. It's really nice to hear. So, earlier on, we talked about the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, standing out from all those other books. As this Anglican vicar said, news articles may inform us, novels may inspire us, poetry may enrapture us, but only the living, active Word of God can transform us. It's alive. But is that how we view the Bible? Maybe you're really familiar with the Bible. Maybe it's the first thing you do in the morning, last thing you do at night. Maybe you haven't picked up one for years. Maybe you're not really particularly sure about it. Or maybe you think you should, but actually we treat it more like one of the magic books from Harry Potter. Something a little bit scary. Something to be locked away and ignored, unless we really need to seek it out. You know, for the important things, births, deaths, marriages, that sort of thing. Or maybe we acknowledge it's important, but actually find it difficult to get into, to understand, to relate to. After all, we haven't had all these years of study and expertise that the clergy have had. Surely it's their responsibility to explain it all and help us to understand. We get put off. We get scared. We get discouraged. And the Bible sits on the shelf, unopened and ineffective. Now, I'm not standing here in front of you pointing a finger, as it's been my experience too. And that's just what our enemy would like. Don't forget, we're in a battle and we need to equip ourselves. You see, if we say, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus, I believe he's my Lord and Saviour, that is absolutely fantastic. Really, really good. But how do we really know what we believe in? Now, I won't say anything wrong about it, because it does help coming here on Sundays, but actually there are another 313 days when we need to know what's going on. We know what to believe. We need to help our belief. We need to equip ourselves for our daily living, allowing the living word to have an effect on our lives, because that's actually what it does. As it says, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So, let me tell you something the Bible never tells us to do. And it's really kind of strange. The Bible doesn't say we should go out and study it. Most people would think, well, you know, of course, the Bible says we should study it, but that's not the case. We can read scripture after scripture to verify this. But I want us to get a sense for what the Bible does say about the Word of God. What it does say about how we should use it. So here's a selection of verses. Now, I appreciate those at the back are going to find that difficult to read. But essentially, what these verses are saying is that we should meditate on it. We should store it in our hearts. We should be doers. We should walk in obedience. We should love the Lord our God and keep his commandments. We should delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night. You see, we really do need to be reading the Bible. We need to be taking stock of what it says. We need to be putting it into action or allowing it to take action in our lives. You see, if we take just one of these verses, the New Living Translation of 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17, it says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realise what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work." To read that last bit again. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. What a fantastic and clear translation. Ultimately, the word of God leads to change. God's word seeks to bring about salvation and righteousness. When the word of God comes into contact with unrighteousness, it seeks to change it to righteousness. Where there's sin, wrongdoing, the word of God seeks to open the eyes of our hearts and bring forgiveness and repentance. The hope is to make things right, to show the power of God at work. That might feel a bit nebulous. So think about Jesus. Think about the effect he had on people in the world around him. He was in a constant state of making things right. When he encountered the sick, he made them well. When he met the sinner, he brought forgiveness. He challenged the religious oppressors. He brought light to the darkness. His mission was to give us life so we could have an abundant life, a life of fullness. But the trouble is, we don't like facing the truth about ourselves sometimes. We don't always like others knowing our faults. So we cover up our weaknesses and our faults. We are by nature defensive. We put up emotional walls. We avoid situations that would uncover us. We hide from our sins. But God's word penetrates our defences. You know, that's why it says it's like a two-edged sword that separates soul and spirit, joints and marrow. One translation defines it as a scalpel, able to get right into the depths of a problem, to expose it, to cut it out, to deal with it. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I've read the Bible and a passage just jumps out at me. I look at it and I wonder, has God somehow supernaturally added that to the Bible that day? Because I don't remember seeing it before. And yet there it is, jumping out the page at me. You see, that's part of the Bible being alive and active. Have you ever read the Bible and been convinced and convicted of something that isn't right in your life? Or, to use the less popular word, sin. Has it really shone a light on you? You've not dealt with something and now God's exposing it to you. Not to the world, just between you and him. But so that you can deal with it. And that's what it's about, getting to the root of the problem. Or other times you've needed direction, encouragement, wisdom. And God's word is there to help us. But there's a problem, you see. If we don't take time to actively read the Bible, to get used to it, to learn it, then how can we expect to have that experience? How can we expect to help others? It's a bit like having a mobile phone and complaining that no one ever texts you when you haven't even turned it on. You see, by exposing ourselves to this, we'll find that once what was once a scary, dull, impenetrable book reveals itself to be a living and vibrant opportunity for an encounter with God. And as the psalmist writes in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." And I think that's something we really need. Now, I could go on much longer, and I don't want to, but I want to give you instead a few pointers or suggestions about the next steps if you are, like me, struggling with allowing the Bible to live in your life. Firstly, get a copy of the Bible. Silly thing to say, but actually, how can we expose ourselves to it if we haven't got a copy? And find one that you can read. There are loads of different translations. Find one that works for you. It's all very well if someone else is using the Authorised Standard Revised Rewritten Version with added footnotes. But actually, that doesn't mean it's right for you. Find a style that you can relate to. And if that's the Good News Children's Version, that's absolutely fine. It's still the truth. Later on, you can look at other versions. You can compare how they say. You can see how translations differ. Find something that God can use with you. Secondly, read it. That sounds really silly, doesn't it? I've got a book and I'm not going to read it. But don't let it gather dust. Don't let it sit on the side unused. I suggest saying a quick prayer beforehand. Not a 15 minutes, thee, thy, whatever. Just a quick, God, help me to understand this. The Bible can be really difficult. And sometimes we need that help. Well, let's not say sometimes. All the time we need that help. But God wants to be involved. He wants to open his word to you. He wants to have that active, living relationship with you. Step three. If you don't fully understand it, don't sweat it. Don't worry about it. Don't let it put you off. There are lots of things you can do to help, and I'll come to those in a few minutes. But the important thing is to let it sink in, to read it, to allow the words to sink in. Reread difficult passages. I rarely get things right on the first reading. Read it aloud. Read it like you would a novel. Highlight anything that stands by. Take notes if that helps you. The important thing is that you are reading it. It's amazing what comes back to you later on. Number four, as I've said, the Bible can be very difficult. When you get stuck, there are things that you can do. You know, I've tried to read the Bible from start to finish various times. It always starts off really good. Genesis is great. Some really fun bits in there. But by the time I get to Leviticus, I run out of steam. And I want to skip to some of the good bits. But there are lots of things you can do. You can get a study guide, which will give you pointers and advice. What explains people's thinking about the text. A reading plan, so that you actually can think, actually, I want to read the Bible in the next 2 years. Let's see what I can do about that. You can seek advice. You can write down your questions. You can share them with your friends, with your home group, in the church. You can ask a vicar. You can find out all these different things. We don't always get it right ourselves. We need to use each other to help us understand God's word. We need to allow God's word to be active in our lives. Number five, discuss it. How many of us are going to be so caught up with the party and having a cup of coffee and everything that we're not actually going to think about, actually, what does the Bible mean to us? Share your favourite passages. Share the things that have really spoken to you. Ask those questions about the things you haven't quite understood. Pray about it. Encourage one another. Let the living word dwell in you, and you'll find it does make a difference. It changes your views. It informs you. It challenges you. Let it live. And finally, repeat steps 2 to 6. As we close, I'd just like to give you an opportunity to just close your eyes and think about the Bible for you. What does it mean to you? And what are you going to do in this coming week to actually bring it alive, to allow God to speak to you? And in a moment's quiet, just think about that. It could be that you're going to take the Bible off the shelf. You're going to find another Bible. You're going to find someone to talk about. You're going to share it with someone around you. You're going to talk to your home group. And I would really encourage you to share what you decide, because actually it helps us to be accountable to one another, helps us to support one another, because the enemy doesn't want us to do that. So in a moment of quiet, let's just ask God to help us. Lord, thank you for your word. May it be living and active in our worlds, in our lives, in our day-to-day, to your praise and glory. Amen.